When Gardeners Attack. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Higher food prices have more suburban farmers growing their own vegetables, which is a wonderful thing. But there is a dark side. Joyce Wadler wrote a piece for the New York Times a while back about gardeners who have turned murderous. Gentle, peace-loving soil huggers who have grown so fed up with raids from woodchucks, hedgehogs, porcupines, and raccoons that they have taken up guns and, in one case, a sledgehammer, since porcupines don't move very fast. This should serve as fair warning because I can testify, as a disappointed harvester of bitten strawberries and nibbled carrots myself, that growing the crop is easy. It's keeping the crop that's hard. And while civilization may have endangered some species, other species have been quietly cheering civilization on because we're their meal ticket, especially the deer and the raccoons and the crows. My God, the crows. Early in the morning, you can see these crows strutting across the interstate like they owned it. I used to slow down, but not anymore. I know the animals are only following instinct, except the crows. They have an agenda. But then, gardeners have instincts, too. Oh, I go to the movies. I'd like to believe that a rat can be a gourmet chef or that a pig can be friends with a spider. But as food prices climb, you watch. Gardeners with guns will become the new war heroes. Of course, that's not the only weapon that seems to be effective. The article also notes that a radio tuned to an all-night talk show will do an effective job of scaring raccoons away from corn. But I actually think that the raccoons would rather be shot. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.